Mother of creation. So you see a butterfly. What makes a butterfly go close to another butterfly and start kissing? Or what does it take, you know, a dog or a camel or an elephant to just mate? Yeah. Is their instinct, their animal instinct, and because they live eating greens and eating everything that Pachamama gives them, you know, all the, it's really the all the, like, what builds on excrement, which is the mushrooms.
Yeah.
So then they have these force of creation. Why? Because they're mushrooms. What do? They eat everything. Everything eats mushrooms. They want to procreate. That's why when you cultivate mushrooms, it needs a pristine environment, because the bacteria will fight the mushrooms to eat the
themselves.
It's whatever organic food. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Its own food source. It regurgitates, and a lot of animals regurgitate their food. The cow has a stomach to regurgitate. The camel has a stomach to regurgitate. Yeah, they bring back up cum. You know, they chew it, goes back in. They
know how to process very well the green food. So.
And if it hasn't processed in the stomach enough, they bring it back up and they re-chew it with the saliva, and then they swallow it back down.
Yeah, now imagine a rooster. And now we're going to get this rooster and we're going to put some underwear on the rooster.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him in a box. This rooster will forget, will not crow, will not have sex. Yeah. Forget it. I mean, roosters are outside looking at the sun, waiting for the sun to come. The same happens with humans. We're disconnected. So that sexual energy is somehow there, dormant. And we die. Why? Because that is dormant. And that is the energy that tells all the cells in our body, hey, you are alive, man. You're having a good time. Exactly. Live, create. You are here to create. Now, maybe you are an age that maybe you cannot have kids, because that's the matrix is now. But it's creation of ideas, of whatever inspire you, because you are in that beautiful vibration of energy that is creation, that is pure love. Passion for life, passion for your ideas. So, rooster again. Pure rooster, I mean, in my underwear pants, and I just put that like a military belt. And let's put some TV to keep him entertained, because me being in a box by himself.
The rooster has to have a shirt and tie, man. Also, so he's just displaying his penis on the exterior with his tie. Yeah, I have a tie, but you know, I have a penis, but sorry, but I don't.
And he can only touch his penis and his penis when he pees.
When he touches his tie.
And this is like 3 times per day. The rest, exactly. Forget it, wear your pants.
Exactly.
And zip it.
Exactly. Zip it, lock it, put it in your pocket, and do not say anything.
Now, the thing is that the kids that come today, they're roosters. They're absolutely roosters. And they put them in a box, and I'm thinking about my Santiago and, you know, other kids, and they explode because they cannot believe in the environment. It's too much energy for them. So, whatever comes, whatever in that moment the teacher is thinking about, he's going to gather from the universe and say, hey, I want to go to pee. Or say something. Because knows exactly, you just use that sexual energy for something. To sit down and listen, no, that's not going to happen. Requires movement.
Exactly.
The rooster moves all the time. See that rooster? Yeah, maybe he's still, but he. How many times he has sex every day?
12.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he can. 12. But I think it's more. I think it's almost every hour. I think they can have 24 because a chicken can lay up to 2 eggs a day, which means that the chicken's getting laid more often.
Yeah, but
in 12 times.
But you see, this is super fast. Like, so the rooster lays the spermatozoids, and then the next day the eggs gets born. It's like a 1 day process. Fuck, that's incredible. I mean, that's amazing.
That's the power of the sun and the womb.
Amazing.
But that's the same as us. We can have sex and get pregnant straight away. So,
but lay an egg the next day.
Yeah, it lays a seed. It does.
Ah, that's right. Because the seed is just laid in this case. You have the canvas of the seed inside you,
mm-hmm.
and the case of the hen is the eggshell
mm-hmm.
that keeps the seed growing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally right. That's a good point.
So I want to. Sorry, excuse me. Perfect. So I wanted to talk, add on to that with all these kids, especially boys. Because remember, the divine goddess is in them and they don't know it. And so they don't know that this ant in my pants is making me move, is my kundalini, is seeking to be in motion, in movement, in communion. And so, you know, remember the society is in the US and in the West, in the Matrix, was building a conformist, you know. Be quiet, sit down, focus, and everything. They put in all these yogas and everything just to help us focus, just to keep imprinting in our mind that we need to sit still, you see?
Is it maybe to keep distracted, the sexual energy? That's what they're doing?
To keep us still.
Distracted from our sexual, so from using our sexual
so
energy
we do
to
not
create
use,
new world.
Yeah, so they go and say, go do the yoga. Yoga is sedentary and your legs are crossed. And you're not even with anybody and you're just breathing air. Like, you should know by now how to fucking alchemize air and bring helium to your mind to bring joy. So it's just making you high.
The tarot of the devil is the devil on top, and he has the chains, one on the left and on the right.
Yeah.
With a naked woman and men.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is exactly the Matrix.
Exactly.
Which says, sexuality, I'm going to chain you.
Yeah.
Because you cannot touch, you cannot talk about it. It's going to be filthy. You're going to be guilty. Now everybody needs to wear clothes because you cannot see even the body of each other's body. Because... Mm-mm. You are not roosters. You are chain.
Yeah. You're cattle. That's
so,
what they do to cattle.
So if we are sexually free, which I don't know what exactly that means, that is really going to change the world, our perspective,
everything.
Our energy. And but what happens? You know, as we heard, like rainbow people, yeah, they have that principle. But if people are not clean because they bring trauma, they bring I don't know what diseases, sexual diseases from who, no, I don't want to be in that game. No, forget it, because it's too dangerous and it's not good, it's not healthy. People need to be clean in their mind, body and spirit, and for that we use medicines.
Exactly.
Because that's the path. Cambo, important, because it cleans all the sexual energies. I remember peyote ceremony. Everybody before the peyote ceremony wrote in the paper all the names of the people you have slept with. Put in a paper
and
then burning the fire.
Exactly.
Like burning those energies.
But that's what Kali is. That's the whole purpose of that energy of Kali, is to burn away all the sexual energy of all the hands and eyes that keep asking for you when you're still not connected to that person. That's the devil chaining you in the tarot card, and he's telling you, if you fuck around, motherfuckers, you are gonna get chained, you're gonna have diseases, you're gonna be in hospital. The whole system works off that. It's sick people. And we're sick because our kundalini is not moving, we're not creative. So they took away all the creative us, they made us sit still, and then they put us on ADHD tablets and autistic and gave us 1,000 syndromes of why this motherfucker can't sit still. Like, hello, I'm a school teacher, and all the girls and little girls from the age of around 3 to 6 are on the floor masturbating with their vaginas, yeah, squishing, and you can't say anything because Montessori is about movement.
That's part of child development.
It is a part of child development.
But
a child,
if you stop the first time, a little girl does like this and say, you cannot do that. Yes. Forget it. Now she's not going to orgasm ever in her life. Period.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's it. You got that energy, which is natural.
Yeah.
Kids, you know, before what you see, you know, people just naked and mothers breastfeeding without any thinking about anything. In Africa, that happens. It's natural.
Uh-huh. But it's already happening, the sexual energy. We're just not smart enough to recognize it. But it happens when a child is like 9 months old, and he starts licking all the furniture and licking you. That's already sexual. And what do you think? Yeah, what do you think all of that is? That's them all having sex with Pachamama. Uh-huh, with the tongue wanting to lick everything. And then the dogs come and lick the child, and they giggle and they put their arm up more.
They keep the dogs. Yeah.
Can you please kiss? Can you keep licking my arm? And now they're having sex with that dog. But they don't know. They're just experimenting their sensuality and touching and feeling, whether it's a, like my son, Sasha, was masturbating everywhere. And I didn't know what to do. That's when I went into sacred sexuality, the search for it. Because I said, what do I do with this child? I can't go over there and tell him no, you know, because he's a boy. And because I didn't see Joseph do it. He was, you know, discreet. But Sasha, he was not discreet, because in his world, everything and everybody revolves around him. So what's your problem? If you're looking at me, what's your problem, Mom? So in the end, I just had to sit down with him and say, look, Sasha, what you're doing is beautiful. It's an experience for you. It's your body. And it's also a very private thing too, which means that I think you should have some privacy. So if you would like to share that with yourself anytime, you have to go to a bathroom or a toilet or, no, a bathroom or your bedroom, make a beautiful sit down there and enjoy yourself. But I said, it's hard for me to cross over you when you're doing all of that, and I have to get to one place from one room to another, and you're like a blockade on the floor crawling in the Kundalini having sex with the carpet.
I'm funny.
So then I thought, how do I teach this boy? I'm the mom, you know. What should I do? I haven't got a penis. I don't know what to do with one like that. You know, I don't know the feelings he gets. I don't understand any of that. I'm not a guy. And so the quest was, who knew that I was the one who needed the sacred sexuality to awaken me? So all of that, this child came into my life as my gift in so many ways. So many ways. Healings from him forcing me in so many ways to go and study, and because I'm a person who has to try it on me first before I bring it up or others to, you know, to share, I had to go through it all. And so I put myself through all of the things that he needed. Little did I know that it was all the stuff I needed as a mother to make me whole so that I could raise amazing kids of the new Aquarian age.
That's what kids are for.
Yeah.
Greatest teachers.
Exactly. You too, with the Santi, that was for you. Hey, Dad, get a grip on it. You're a master. Like, show me how to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wake up, Father. So our kids are there to wake us up. Thank God we put those coordinates into the matrix as our big helpers, mm-hmm. Our guides.
Yeah, but I never had these conversations with my children, you know. So I miss that too.
Yeah, me too.
Be able to say, hey, you know, let's have a conversation about your body and how it feels and the special machine that you have, you know, and how you keep it in good shape forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't get disappointed. And
exactly.
And know what it's healthy. Yeah, it's and joyful too.
Yeah.
And what, remember, what you put in your mind is what you take out of your mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it's and having someone by your side is key. So, you know, get a girlfriend, get a boyfriend, and just experience it, because that's the best way
and
to
be in real love.
You get the Holy Spirit because you get the Trinity.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
and that's.
You walk around blessed. Blessed by your parents, who are very happy that you're happy, that you're in love and doing well. Blessed by everyone who looks at you as a blessing. And everybody knows that a couple who's in love are blessed, have been blessed.
Yeah, and imagine if we are parents and we know, you know, our kids 15 years old are having beautiful sex. Instead of saying, who are they sleeping? Because that's not in our mind.
Well, I knew. That's why I was always saying to Giselle,
yeah, but in general,
you know, bring
people don't think like that.
And I even went out several nights for them to have the house to themselves, to cook and feel like they were adults. Yeah. And then 2-3 in the morning, I came home, but it was beautiful. And I never restricted. I encouraged. I was like, here, when they were like rubbing up Giselle with her girlfriend, I'd bring them pillows, blankets, candlelight. Just I was like, Mom, it's like you can have a really beautiful night tonight. Flowers in her room, everything. Her girlfriend loved it though. She was like, oh, Miss K, this is so cool. They used to come there to make love.
Imagine teenagers setting up their beautiful spaces with flowers.
With altars. Oh, yeah, that and will prayer be, yeah, and blessing of each other.
And the thing is that the TV and all these videos, it's like sensuality is not just, there.
It's gone.
It's not.
It's sad.
I mean, it's just and that's it. And because the movies are so fast, then you know, in 1 minute you met, the other minute you had sex, the third minute the kids is 12 years old.
I know.
So in your mind, that is like really, it's like a rooster having, you know, eggs the next day with them.
And it is because
everybody is fast.
Everybody talks about getting laid. And look, we know that a rooster gets laid and an egg gets a birth the next day. Isn't that fast? That's what you said. So there you go. So we even use the terms. We use the terms, I just got laid, instead of I just had a journey last night for 12 hours.
Amazing, beautiful sex.
But I got laid. A rooster just puts the seed in. He's got the next woman already lined up. He's got 12,
exactly.
24. He's going to keep going. Peck, peck, peck. Next, it's like a conveyor belt. Their vaginas are just open on a conveyor belt.
I got this.
And he's just
inseminated. Yeah, 3 minutes of joy. Bye. That's it.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, thank you. Next, the rooster.
3 minutes of joy, and not just that, but the woman is trying to encourage the man to come even faster. So we can get off and she can move on to find the next one who can do it better. So we encourage each other to come on fast.
But I will say this is a message also for women, because women just sometimes just want to go over you and just easy.
Women want to dominate.
Yeah, but sometimes
the man.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's dominating.
Yes.
A woman wants to dominate the man.
That's beautiful.
Because everyone's entitled to play roles.
I love it.
And some women have that fire in them that they conquer first, got you, and then you can do as you please with me. And others say, hey, you got to catch me first. Drag me into your cave.
This is like master slave. No, you're the master.
But it's not master slave.
No, no, but it's that energy of I surrendering.
Mm-hmm. It's not master slave. I don't look at it like that. I look at it as more of, you've captured a prize like a fisherman with a fish. You take it, you make love to it, you admire it. That's what a great fisherman does. He says, I caught a whale. Well, do I need this whale? No. I caught the whale to admire, to love, to enjoy for that moment. And then I'm going to release it. It's catch and release. That's what we played in the schoolyard when we were 7 years old, you know? Kiss Chasey. Uh-huh. I got you. Don't, please let me go. Not until I kiss you. Okay. No, please let me go. No, I've got to kiss you more. Okay. Oh, please, please let me go. No, I'm not going to let you go now. Okay, don't let me go. help me, girls. And then all of a sudden, the guy brings in an army. And now there's 10 boys who've got you.
Oh, I thought they were.
No, that's how it works. And then they're all trying to kiss you. It's a gang of them. And you're like, no.
That's not the help I need.
No, help me, girls. But the girls won't come.
And the girls come and start
kissing? No, the girls don't come and rescue. No.
I thought help was kissing.
No, that helped. The boys come. And then they all want to kiss. And now you've got all these guys. Oh,
I know. The girls and boys are kissing.
We captured her. We're the gang. We got her. And it's always for that one person who's running, right? So there's always a boy who's trying to capture. Once he captures, the gang comes in. And they support him that he's captured the girl. That's it. I know. And then they release her. And then they go again, capturing another girl.
So he kissed the girl and then everybody claps.
Everybody,
you
go no.
Now, we're down. No. Let it go now.
No.
Okay.
You missed out on a lot of things, obviously. Yes. You know, if you don't know that game, man.
No.
Holy shit, where were you?
In a boys' school.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm afraid your egg wasn't cracked yet. So I guess boys like that need a lot of maturity. That's why they're placed in those schools. is for isolation, is to understand some that you are, hello, the world. There's a world out there, but you need isolation so that you can learn about yourself.
I think that's another trap. That's like the pants and everything. Why do you separate boys and girls?
But that's what I'm saying to you. That's what it is.
Because then we missed a lot of stuff.
But these are stages in life that they have created for us to get to the final result, which is no one will be having sex soon that way. And nobody will be having babies because it is...
Yeah, we're being disconnected, more disconnected
exactly.
with the
sexuality. Exactly.
And now everybody is online. Now even you cannot even have the touch because everybody is just online.
Yeah, and not just that. And you're not allowed to kiss now either because you've got to wear a mask. Because people don't... Before, people were afraid of venereal diseases. Oh. Now people are afraid of saliva.
You know what? I'm going to create a mask that has an opening in the mouth to kiss.
Kiss?
Yeah. So the mask will be... No, the mask will be like this, and it has the opening here.
Well, why don't you... We can have lips. Why don't we just have lips there? That's it.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Some lips. That's it.
Lipstick.
Just really beautiful, voluptuous lips. Because lips are the vagina. They're the lips of the vagina. My lip, my two lips here, my mouth, are the lips of my vagina. When you kiss me here, my vagina pulsates the same way. It gets all the sensations. It's the same lip. It's the same body, remember? And we have a conduit. If one is working here, there's got to be another one on the other side, positive and negative, in my body that is activated. So if you touch my ear, it will be activated. If you touch my hair, will be activated. But in different parts of my vagina, inside the lips, are all different emotions. Around here is a whole flower. This part of the clitoris here has got one emotion. This one behind is another emotion. This one here, the tip of my clitoris, the inside of my clitoris, all different emotions corresponding to different parts of my body, erroneous zones. So you touch a little erroneous zone and part of that can be healed. Oh, some anger I had there, love now. Oh, thank you, by touching my ear, love. Oh, I got that. And
then, that's what we call sexual healing.
Uh-huh. So, but that comes from a source, you see, from you, who connects the erroneous zone, puts me into positive and negative, gives me a circuit, which allows your current to travel down to reach my end point.
And I have done that, I have felt it. And I have done it, in several occasions, just exactly as you say.
And that's
because
how we're transferring.
That's the feeling.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're transferring. But you've got to build the filament inside, just like a light bulb. You have to switch on the positive and negative in my body in order to create a circuit. So I can receive your energy on that circuit, just like music with, musical notes on the scale. Is the same. It's how music is transferred. And then we get to learn how to play with energy. Then you can become a master shiatsu or karate expert, whatever. Then you can start to learn how to receive and give energy. Also, when someone comes into your field who is negative, you can cut off a circuit and they've got no circuit to even travel down. Do you understand? You don't even have to talk to them. You can redirect that energy back. But if you don't play with the kundalini, you don't know how to do it back and forth to me and you, like playing ball, then you'll never be able to control your entire world out there. But imagine if we all could just not say anything and not even use our hands or our faces and just redirect everything, our energy, because I know how to create a circuit through using and playing with the kundalini with my partner.
That's beautiful.
But everybody's trying to go to yoga to get this kundalini activated. Well, you haven't got a circuit. Who switched on your circuit? Nobody. You need the Trinity.
Yeah, and
I'm already two. I need another one.
I have not felt like this, like never. I mean, before I met you, I had sex, but never this feeling of, now, like this, no, it's different. It's bliss. It's just incredible. So, and it happens when you are connected. And yeah, it's beautiful.
Exactly. And that's the soul. That's the soul to soul connection.
So as I was thinking, so we have talked about these priests.
Uh-huh.
and even shamans.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were clothes like big dresses.
They were priest kings also.
But the thing is, there were these big dresses, so their Kundalini energy is open. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't know what's happening there, you know. Can be touching themselves, moving themselves, whatever. But the thing is,
look at the Sufis.
They have the energy there to be able to create magic because they are in that high bliss vibration of high the energy, you have more control. You know, that's higher, it's always the light will always win. But the thing is, this is light and can be dark too, because you can jump from one to the other like switch. I mean, this energy now I mean this energy in the dark. I can do this. No, come on, light man. What you need is to vibrate. You are the man medicine or woman medicine. It's just vibration of joy that you share. That's the what they say. We are the medicine people. That's the number one thing. Is now what we say is how we vibrate. If we vibrate with passion, with love, and we walk like we are the most incredible sexual, you know, human being in the earth. Like walk like you are the smartest sexual, incredible, like you are God.
Exactly.
That's how we need to think about ourselves. Like walk up, you know, your back should be up and raise your head.
Exactly.
Look up. And I feel good about your body. If not, change it. I mean, the same. If you are not good about what you're doing, working, putting your thoughts every day, change your work. And write a book or do whatever inspires you.
Yeah, first of all, just find someone you like to hug all day or just be near or just to have that skin-to-skin contact. But all the tribes here, they don't wear underwear. I mean, I've seen many mamuses and kogis on the ground there in different states. No one's got any underwear on. They don't wear it, and they only wear their white clothes because they're telling the world here that they are anointed, that they are the holy people. But otherwise, they will not be wearing clothing. It's only because they're with our world.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no reason to wear any clothes here. If you're not wearing underwear and you're wearing a sheet on top, that is telling us that you do not wear clothes. You are a conformist.
If we want to wear clothes because we want to look beautiful, but we have, it's just an option, I think.
It's to adorn.
Nice. Exactly.
It's to adorn the body to make it more sensual.
Yeah, like that's we do with our puppies. We're just going to be, you know, playful and we put a little short in this.
No, it was adornment. It was to make us sexier.
Sexy.
It was to parade yourself like a peacock.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that
imagine
you
all
were
the tribes in Africa
with jewels and everything, of goddesses walking by. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Which one today? Uh-huh. The whole world is making sex, but us, humans, really, and we are the most evolved species of not having sex.
And we control it so much.
Welcome, humanity,
now,
for
pants,
your power.
If that doesn't work, we're going to create some rubbers that we put in the penis. That's a good idea. I mean, yeah, because then with no sitting pole. Yeah, that's good. And okay, rubber. What else can we do?
Rubber for what?
The condoms and shit that they put to not allow, you know, all
other rubbers.
Things.
I mean, that's because you're a car and you're a Corvette, and you need rubbers to get you moving. That's why. That's why they put the rubbers. Remember, plastic belongs where? Vehicles, cars, bags. So what are you doing? You're trash.
But is why? Because the ultimate purpose of that is to come. And it's not
in
the
a
purpose.
Trash bag.
Yeah, no. I mean, when,
it's a trash bag.
Yeah, it's a trash bag.
It's all it is.
Horrible.
Disgusting.
Can you imagine putting as a man, you know, putting what God gave you, because you're like mother of creation, in that creating beautiful seeds, your essence.
And you're throwing them into the trash.
In a little rubbish thing. In a trash.
That means you don't respect yourself and life.
It's disgusting. What can I say? It's the most precious thing you have. You can create a life based on that.
Yeah.
And you're just treating it like, no, save it. Save it.
Save it for when you do want to create a life.
Save it. Or save a life or use it for medicine purposes or for creation, but save it.
Sex is saving lives. And that's how we're going to save the world.
the biggest medicine.
We're not killing our own prodigy, our own future. We're now into saving lives. We don't have to go to war. We can save our seeds and our eggs and make them there available for the right time. But if every man, that will signal to the world that we will, are now not killing. Do you understand? And that is how love is created and conquers all. It's the energy and that killing, will manipulate and change the world.
And when we kill the spermatozoids that we ejaculate, it's killing ourselves.
It means we want to be reincarnated.
But it's killing ourselves. What do you put in a rubber? And no. You know, and that's what you just said. We preserve ourselves.
Yeah,
why are we going to cut our eye little by little? Makes no sense.
You just said it. That's the all-seeing eye.
Exactly. And that's what, and masters have talked about this and Tantra. If you keep the seed and you keep creating this energy, it's just magic happens and you feel so good and you get to the point of bliss, of creation, that you enjoy music so much, touching, looking, eating. Oh. And it's just...
But I know what the all-seeing eye is now. The all-seeing eye is, the agenda of the all-seeing eye is that it is sexuality. That's why the devil tarot card is there. Because it's the penis. If you look at the tip of the penis, it's the all-seeing eye. Okay? It's a pyramid with a slit in the center. Okay? That's the all-seeing eye. It also looks like a snake eye. And so it's the man who travels in the universe of the goddess, right? The cosmos inside her womb. And so he's the one who has the all-seeing eye. He's the one who has the projection for the future because he has the arrow, the penis, the arrow tip, the arrow head to pierce through into new worlds, you see, new dimensions, new creations. And because sex is used for creation, if the man does not go and spend time with that all-seeing eye traveling the seas of emotions, which is the sailors, right? This is all occult stuff. So they're traveling the seas as sailors, which was what Jesus was. Uh-huh. And he was doing the catch and release, you see, because he had 12 goddesses. He had 12 disciples. They were women. I remember they all wore skirts. And they were signifying that they had the divine goddess inside of them. That's why they wore the skirt. It's to say that their kundalinis were switched on and they were high priests. They were kingly men. And they had 12 goddesses by their sides. And there were 12 apostles, Paul, Peter, all of them had 12 goddesses. That was the 12 tribes of Israel, you see. But everybody had to travel their own path of the Kundalini, you see. And these are the 12 tribes explaining Judah. He had to go through betrayal, you know. So with one of his goddesses, he would have, she would have betrayed him. Who would have betrayed him in all of the archetypes? Who's the one? Probably a Gemini, because a Gemini is two-faced and it will betray you because she'll leave you for another man, right? So this is the 12 tribes and they all had their stories of their path of the Kundalini. And you do have to go through all these seven virtues. You do have to go through hell.
So let's go on the Gemini example. So I understand how this works.
But let me just finish that for a second.
Yeah,
because to get to hell, everyone goes through hell. Everyone has to go through the devil to understand that sex is not a bondage. It's not against us. It's not a crime. And we will not get killed for speaking, talking, doing it. It's just a form of communism. Before it was another rule, okay? The church came in and said, you're all no choice but you. There is only one God and you're going to pray to this dude. And then another agenda and another agenda. It's a timeline to get to this stage. But on the wheel of karma, on the astrology wheel, the devil is number 10, perfection, two bodies. That's why there's male and female. It means that you are gone through the father to get to the mother, to get to the moon. You have to go through the firing sun. Otherwise, the Kundalini fire will burn you, will kill you. Okay? If you can get through the fire wall, you get to mother. And mother is the Kundalini herself.
And I think when you were saying the tarot card, Anton, I was thinking that the devil is just smiling and just says, you understand me.
Exactly.
High five. And with both hands, pen, chan. Uh-huh. And that's what it means, completion, that you understand the shadow. He says, oh, I understand all these, Trump.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Really? It's like a hard teacher. A professor who says, finally, you got it, dude. Uh-huh. Sorry I had to push you like that, but it was for your own good. You got it. Otherwise, you never would have got there.
Convince myself that sex is the best medicine.
And you have to go through the fire in order to get enough fire in you to travel to the stars as a rocket. To get to mother, to go back home. And then you are Christed on the cross, crucified as Jesus, which is Pisces. And now you are reborn with a full-fledged Kundalini as an emperor, which is Aries. Not the baby anymore. You started there. But you completed Aquarius as an emperor. So you jump straight to 4, which is Taurus, on that wheel. And now you are a high priest. You've been ordained. You are now a high priest. And a high priest of what? Gemini, magic, dualism, the black and the white. Now you're on the checkerboard. Now you're a king and queen because you've sailed the seas. You've got your own boat. You're in Cancer. Now you're a fisherman. Just like Jesus, you can feed the world and teach another man how to fish, another man how to release his Kundalini to travel the path. And then you hit the sun again, Leo. And now you have this ego that is a full, integrated, pledged human being who stands upright as a Virgo, the new species of man. Who has the opposite, which is Pisces, already been Christed, crucified at the cross. Now you're an integrated person. And so you have to go through that. You have to be ordained as a high priest, a king. There are kingly high priests. And that was the Magi priests. And who did they learn from? Magi, Magdalena, the serpent bearer, the Kundalini. The woman that had all 12 integrated in her, herself, the divine goddess. All 12 archetypes of that woman ready and waiting to be integrated as the divine, to be able to use together. And that's the twin flame union. That's the secret magic. It's a sacred sex and the secret teachings out there of their own sexuality that these new 12 apostles will be bringing to the world, archetypes.
So I took 3 cards.
Yeah.
And the first one, I always take like 3 cards, is, you know, past, present, future. It's, you know, easy.
Everything all at once.
So about this topic. And the card is 9 of Swords. And there is like a guy in the bed, like saying, oh my God. Now, you can take that a lot of things. Swords are what? Words, right? So words.
Well, let's just stop there quickly, because S is the Kundalini and it allows it to travel. The words, swords.
Swords.
Uh-huh.
Good. So, and I'm just going to relate to sex because that's
what it is.
So he's in the bed, you know, he has a tunic and says, oh no. Like, you know, you can go out of the loop, and he, at that point went out of the loop thinking, yeah, what I was thinking, I mean, really? Sex is good.
He's got roses on his blanket.
Yeah, he has like, you know, this is also, this it's is a like woman. Tantra.
That's a woman with her, yeah, it's Tantra there.
And this is what is this?
The Kundalini sign.
The Kundalini sign. Wow. Yeah, nice. So, yeah, it's what we're saying now. Speaking swords, getting out of the loop says, yeah, sex is beautiful and it's medicine.
Exactly.
Now, present, 7, which is forgiveness. Now, of what? Giving that message to the world. Being that what we call ambassadors to say, hey, we need to live in a world that is more conscious, and for that sacred sex is important, for that love is important, and, you know, let's do the work, chariot.
Yeah, and that's also Christ consciousness, right? 7. It's working in an unconditional love because you are now the center, you're the driver of the 2. And you see, this one's black and white, and this one's white and black. So now they are the same.
And comes from a kingdom that is like 2 kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to spread the word, you know, of the new world, which is the kingdom on the back with red, with the red tops.
So this is the Merkaba. This is the Star of David, because 3 and 3 is 6.
What are these called? Sphinx?
Sphinx, yeah.
Sphinx.
3 and 3, right, is 6. And he's the seventh. He's the driver.
We're looking at the chariot card, mm-hmm. number seven. Nice. And it's a wire. He mm-hmm. has the little so one.
This is a Merkaba. This is a Merkaba he's flying, right? He's the driver of the Merkaba, which is the Star of David. And that's what sex creates, is a flying machine. Levitation.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
We don't have to, you know, ride a broom anymore.
Yeah, and exactly. And then the last card is two, which is who? The Pope? Or what is the name of this guy?
Two is the high priest. That would be high priest. So he knows that he is born to be the priest of this land, is to bring a new world of order of the two here, which is the chariot, the two kingdoms. And he is the man representing on this earth as the two kingdoms coming together as one. And that is God. Wow. It's just the energy of...
Boo, look at this. You see the water on the left and the yeah. little mountains on the right?
It's
what
here.
Does it know? Where? The Maloca.
Yeah.
This is the view from the Maloca. We have the mountains on we the do. Right. We have the green here. And we have the ocean here. And these sticks are in the Maloca sticks. Yeah. This is the little house that we see. It's like a little
yeah,
red house here.
We do. We do. So he's a cardinal. Melipones. See, he's got a red hat.
Uh-huh.
And his staff is longer than him, which means that he is wisdom.
He has
if
two
the staff. Yeah.
And
if,
then one is he puts so on the top.
So on the right, look, is the same height as him. But the future, which is the past here, is the divine goddess. That's
yeah,
the wisdom.
He's
it's
holding,
taller than him.
He's putting one staff, the left, his staff, on a little rock. So it means that he's putting the staff of the divine goddess Pachamama, or in this case, Earth, to allow him to have that staff with like more superpowers to build a new world. And even that connection is enough. You need one. The other staff is on the back. It's like a staff, but it's just there. So it's just one Pachamama and all this stuff to create, to manifest, to create all these beautiful manifestations of the world, that is, which is all the church, you see.
Yeah.
Because the church is bringing this new world of hope and harmony and sovereignty.
Yeah, and thank God we can drive Merkabas together instead of having witches, you know, is what they've told us, fly through the sky.
And you but see this little those, sign here?
Yeah.
The same sign
same
here,
sign, yeah.
Close.
Yeah, and here, it's everywhere. It's oh. a hidden one, that's what I said to you. That's why, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You have to look for
it's
it.
Here.
I know, you see.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no,
but
I discovered,
that's the...
I discovered, you see, today I discovered the serpent in the tarot.
That's the sigil, uh-huh.
Did you know that? Yeah,
yeah, that's why I said to you with our website, that's how we code it. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And it's different sometimes, you know, there's a change in curvature.
It's
so going to
depend
the
on the astrological sign, okay, elements, everything. So it's going to be woven.
So it's funny because now we get the Queen of Wands and we're talking that that one that he has is Pachamama.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the Queen of Wands
same.
Is there, you know,
and
she's Pachamama.
Holding him.
Yeah.
You see the sunflower.
So it's like this.
Exactly.
Bringing the message, you see. Golden girl.
Exactly.
Love you.
So I'll finish the story of the Matrix.
Okay? Queen of Wands. That's you.
Thank you. That is me. The mango tree. The wonder of the mango. Yeah.
I love the chariot people. And your sweet dreams from
exactly.
the past.
Exactly. Exactly. So, beautiful readings. Beautiful readings. So, welcome to PadreZ.com. And, yeah, there's lots of stories in there. But the Matrix, at the end of the day, is really to show you that the men and women, like the witches or warlocks, yeah, they've got superpowers because they tapped into their own Kundalini force. But the difference is that they're all sour and bitter, you see, and they're upset because they didn't find and use that power with another, with their beloved. And so that's why they fly alone. It's to teach the world that this is what happens when you fly alone. You get angry, miserable, and you just have to take a look around everywhere and see that people are not hugging and kissing, and not because it's sexual, because someone wants a bit of sex, but because it's sensual. And humanity has senses, 5 of them. And our skin is the biggest organ, which needs to be touched always. Friends always want to hold hands when they walk down the street. Even if they're not lovers, they just want to be next to each other as close as possible, because it's about communion. And that's what this sacred sex is all about, is the communion. And in communion, you need to take a communion, which means that you need to take some medicina so they can teach you how to commune. So welcome to ParchesYou.com. Let's free our children, the new generation of this world, the magic kids, the star children, the ones who understand why they came here, and that is to spread love.
Correct.
So welcome to sacred sexuality. Welcome to our temples. Welcome to our sites. Welcome to the information that you are bestowed upon so graciously by us with love, care, because we do care, and we manage and monitor all of our senses because we believe it's important that you get the highest accord, the most pristine, the most righteous, humble message of how divine love can be expressed. And that is for all of us to try to learn, to understand, to bring out these teachings, to bring the truth out of what this world could possibly be, because it's already been written. But we just got to go through the experience. It's like reading a book, but then you say, I really would like to try that. I'd like to try to fly off a mountain. So I'm going to place myself into a class, and I'm going to practice every day diligently, even though at the beginning it feels uncomfortable and weird and I don't like it, and parts of me does, and you get scared or a body shuts down.
So imagine you wake up, prepare a bathtub,
yeah,
and food essence. I'm going to create 1 hour for myself with beautiful music, roses, and just be yourself, just fly.
And release all your waters and prepare yourself for the world.
This is men, women, everybody.
To receive. Yeah. It's difficult for us to receive love. And now it becomes easy.
Pleasurable.
So for all those mothers and fathers who children are licking furniture, please allow them to go through the process of sensuality, of soothing themselves and understanding that it's just love.
Like put Nutella in the sofa.
Exactly.
So.
Or when you need cleanup, it's like, everybody, get your tongue ready. Let's go vacuum.
Yeah, you know, when these like sport people get sometimes interview, and the first thing they say is, yeah, the first thing is, hi, mom. Thank you. Hi, friends. You know that people say that. So I want to say thank you, Mother Mary Kundalini. And thank you for embodying that essence.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mary Mother Kundalini. So love is in the air. And be prepared, because it's actually in the air. And you might breathe it in.
Enjoy it.
All those pheromones, better to have all of that out there. Beautiful, beautiful. This way people won't get, you know, annoyed with pollen anymore. They'll start to accept nature and love it for what it is, and it gives you life. And that's the eternal flame. That's the Holy Grail, the elixir of life. That's the sacred secret.
So when if you are outside and a bee stings you, so you say the next time, bee, okay, I know you want to kiss me. The next time, just be more gentle. And you will see the next time what happens. You get a Melipona bee kissing your heart.
Yeah, but the bee is like Cupid, who throws arrows at you to say, it's love. It's only love. I know it's going to sting for that 1 second. It's only love. And you've got to recognize that. And that's what they're talking about, is those uncomfortable moments in our life. It's just a little sting. But it's really love coming in to show you the truth. So if you can understand that, then you can enjoy the sting.
Sounds like police. Every breath you take. Every move you're making, I've been watching you.
Well, that's what they, yeah, exactly. Don't touch her. You now have to go to jail.
Now, who is singing sexual that harassment song? For it what? Can be the devil sex suppressor, yeah, or Mary Magdalene says, I've been watching you.
Liberator.
Man. Yeah, be prepared you take. Every move you make, I've been inspiring you. I'm watching you too. Touching. Yes, that's me. But the other one is just police, right? It's just the, that devilish blah blah. Uh-huh. I don't want to talk about. I want to talk about angels.
People can go climb a mango tree and start practicing their I see you, mango. I see you. Delicious you. I'm about to devour you right into my mouth. And I'm getting closer. Can you hear me rattling the little leaves? Uh-huh. Find me. I'm hiding. Okay, and so yeah, if you can practice that way, which is what kids do, right? When they're little, they pretend they got a boyfriend, girlfriend, and they play with the tree.
And they kiss the tree.
It's true. Uh-huh.
Like, what was the first being that you kissed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was, yeah, whatever, a grape.
A what?
A grape.
A grape, yeah, yeah, exactly. First time child tastes sugar and says, what is going on here? My Kundalini is activated. Give me more and more and more. More and more and more, I can get enough. I feel so good. But these are all associations and emotions that are linked to the Kundalini. They're just ways of preparing us, getting us to understand all the facets of ourselves. And then when we put all of that together, ice cream, massage, music, now we've got a whole symphony of delight. And now you've got a real beautiful moment together.
A real stage.
Uh-huh.
Heavens.
Exactly.
I imagine what will be your stage in heaven, son? Like, where, how, with what music? So I imagine like our castle. Uh-huh. Music like this, drumming, and just wow, just that fire, just like, but very sensual.
Yeah, but everything is always sensual because that's what we've got to learn. Because mothers need to feed their babies with milk and all sorts of things. You just.
And sensuality is slow.
Why anything that what is fast? All mindfulness, you see.
Oh. Uh-huh. It's mindful.
So that's the meditation you should be doing. Can you keep your mind on the task?
What is the task?
The task is to be in the moment, watching yourself.
I feel myself.
That's what
is
you're
that
doing.
Is that watching?
So when you're touching another person, you're not feeling them. You're actually feeling yourself. And they get to feel you because you're feeling them. And you're feeling yourself. But it's really a translation, remember? It's you feeling you. So you got to touch something. That's why kids pretend on a tree.
So the
or
best way
mirror.
I feel, the best way you're going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's a good feeling.
Exactly. That's why you can have the energy exchange incorrectly because someone can take that and not reciprocate.
So the thing is, have the mindset that that's what you're doing. You are
you're making love to yourself.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, exactly. Well,
exactly. That's all it is. That's why you can imagine anybody, right? Because somebody else is there, but they're not. But really, you're masturbating what with yourself, making love to yourself. Yeah, who's the other person there? I don't know. Is the other person is you're pretending and that they're giving you something too, that they're touching you and you're touching them. So, but there's nothing better than the real deal. It's to really touch a human being, not through a magazine or 3D virtual reality. You get that under medicine. You get the whole package. Why do we need glasses? It's an interruption there. I mean, I need to see my partner's eyes.
No, and the warmth of the other body.
I need to see the soul. I need the connection
feel the
of the
warmthness.
Soul. Yeah.
Sweet surrender.
Oh, the one. So, welcome to BodyJustYou.com. Check us out. That's sacred sex. We're on G-Vibes.
A little bit of music.
Check us out on G-Vibes. V-Vibes.
Mycelium V-Vibes.
Mycelium V-Vibes. Yeah. of our sexuality, where it belongs. Increase life. My bank account is open. It's time for cacao. It's time for nature tells you everything. It's time for cacao. Lovers. I'm
We are opening. ParchesU.com. Gnostic University of Philanthropy. Sacred Sex. Teachings of Mary Magdalene. Wow, awesome. In Paradise, Sierra Nevada de Colombia. ParchesU.com. Amazing. Ciao, ciao.